put a button or two buttons on the back of each one for the pocket for the pattern to go in. I counted 52 cards that I had used, and that's several buttons. This is a pickle dish. I think it's pretty when it's done and new. I've had that quite a bit, and the material don't look too new, but it makes a very pretty quilt top. That's one I designed myself. It doesn't have a name. Some of them I haven't named them yet. And that's the windmill. This is a pieced oak leaf. I like that. It makes a nice quilt. And that's a type of a double wedding ring with the solid pieces, even pieced. That is a tree of paradise. I had to think a little bit before I could get in. And this one is about four or five different ways to put it together. It's called a snowball like that. Mm-hmm. That is the gent's bow tie. That's an old one, way on back. It's the large one I have. Most of the time I fix my patterns and I cut several before I start work on one. So if I happen to lose a piece, and I write the name on each pattern. So if I get them kind of mixed up, I can go back and straighten them out and know which one, where it goes. And that's the large one. A lot of time I'll cut a pattern, I'll make the large pattern, and then I'll make a middle-sized pattern, and then a small pattern. And then just whatever I decide to use, well, that's what I have at fingertips ready to use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got a little bud in it, doesn't it?
It's kind of slipping off with me. That's one I designed. Way back in the, several years ago, we hadn't, before we got the heat, the furnace, we had a stove, and I designed this pattern from on the door of the stove, the coal stove, and I've made several by it. I like it. It turns out real good. Several of these that I'm going through and just showing them to you. The names in them, I don't remember exactly what they are. That's one I designed, and it doesn't have a name. That's called a friendship. Lots of times people will, well, way back several years ago with different members of the church would piece a square, and they'd write their name on the piece centerpiece that would make to tell who it is, and they call them friendship quilts, and then give them to the pastor. And then again, you'd just have all of your friends to make one for you yourself to keep for a souvenir. This is the smaller square. Sometimes I like to make the smaller ones are prettier to me. That's I designed that one. I don't remember. I don't know what I'm going to call it. This is called a spool. I got that at Hiawassee Fair. I like to go to these art and craft shows and fairs and see other people's work. I don't like to just see my own. I like to admire other people's work. And that's the middle-sized bow tie. This one, that came from Florida. There's a nice old lady that gave that to one of my neighbors, and she gives me the patterns, and we swap around lots of times. And by so doing, that's the bear's paw there. That's an old one. It's been, many of a quilt's been made with that one. This one, I don't know what it is. My sister-in-law gave me that pattern. She had a quilt made by it, and it was very pretty. But I didn't remember exactly how it was put together, and so I haven't made one by it yet. That's the drunkard's path. It is very hard to put together. And then this is the same pattern with a different arrangement, the same pieces with a different arrangement. And some of them are much easier to work with than others. That one's called a mushroom. See the brown mushroom? Just like it is, you can see it. Oh, I'm turning fast because I don't remember what all these are. Like I said, the names on them. In the pocket on the back of them. And that one